to turn to Psalm 6 on page 8. Certainly. Okay. Please take your canvas, if you would, and turn to page 8. Do you folks know this song on page 8 of Canticle Christi, Psalm 6, "Chide me, O Lord, no longer"? If you know this song, stick your hand up in the air. Okay? Not too many of us know this song. Okay, yeah, you probably do, Leo, because it's an old Genevan tune. Okay. Let's just sing through this. I suspect there's going to be more of you that remember the tune than indicated here. But it goes like this. Let's see what I found right now. There it is. Chide me, O Lord, no longer, nor chasten me in anger. In mercy hear my groans, O Lord, see how I vanquish. Heal thou my bitter anguish, for troubles are my bones. Okay, now how many of you remember that tune? We've sung that tune before, right? Danielle, do you remember it? You don't remember it? Who else says no, they don't remember it? Dale, do you remember it?
I do.
Okay. Benita? Sort of vaguely, huh? Okay. All right. This particular tune, I think, matches the psalm fairly well. It's one of these what are known as penitential psalms, and it probably wouldn't do to rock it out too much. So this song actually fits it fairly decently. Let's just sing the first two verses, and I want to move on from there and flip the page over. Let's just sing the first two verses, verse 1 and 2 again. Here's our starting note together.
Chide me, O Lord, no longer, nor chasten me in anger. In mercy hear my groans, O Lord, see how I languish. Heal thou my bitter anguish, for troubles are my bones. My soul is troubled greatly. Oh, hasten thou to aid me. Why dost thou tarry, Lord? Turn back and show thy favor. Me in thy love deliver, according to thy word.
Okay, we'll go that far. Let's flip over the page to Psalm 10. I think it will probably be worth our effort to work our way fairly systematically through this book, seeing as we sing out of it a lot. I mean, it could be good to know what some of the songs are. And I don't think we know this one terribly well at all. From Psalm 10, "Why do you stand far off, O God?" Now, in this, you will once again notice as you look at the notes, you'll see lots of half notes and just the occasional quarter notes. If you sing a song like this slow, you will hurt yourself. And you'll hurt your neighbor. Okay? This is not really built to be sung slow. Okay, so let me see if I can sing through this for you. If you know the tune, by all means, sing with me. That's an A. This is the starting note. It goes like this.
Why do you stand far off, O God, my Lord? And why in times of trouble do you hide? The wicked in their hate cannot afford to save the poor from persecuting pride. Let them be caught as all their schemes collide. He boasts of lust which from his heart arises. He blesses greedy men and God despises.
Anybody ever heard that tune before? You folks will have, yeah? The old Canadian reformed folk. They know everything. Well, not everything. But. Yeah, it does say Genevan on there. It's a Genevan Psalter tune. Okay, so once again, in similar fashion to Psalm 5, this song needs to be cruised right along in order to make it work. But you can't run until you can walk. So let's go a little bit slower, and we'll see if we can pick up this tune. I want to set my guitar down. One of my ears is plugged, and so these little extra noises around, they all just go boom, boom, boom. And I hear that coffee maker really, really loud. Weird. Okay. Here it is again. Let's go through this a line at a time. Actually, this is what we'll do. I will sing it to you. You sing it back to me. Okay? Maybe that'll help us get it in our heads. We'll go like this.
Why do you stand far off, O God, my Lord?
Why do you stand far off, O God, my Lord?
Okay.
And why in times of trouble do you hide?
And why in times of trouble do you hide?
The wicked in their hate cannot afford.
The wicked in their hate
cannot afford. Let's do that one again. I messed it up for you.
The wicked in their hate cannot afford to spare the poor from persecuting pride.
To spare the poor from persecuting pride.
Now, that has some real catch to it, doesn't it? Da 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 da. You can almost see the guys with accordions and stuff, you know? Okay, pardon me. I will carry on.
Let them be caught as all their schemes collide.
Let them be caught as all their schemes collide.
He boasts of lust which from his heart arises.
He boasts of lust which from his heart arises.
He blesses greedy men and God despises.
He blesses greedy men and God despises.
Okay, shall we try it? Let's try and sing. And you get to read fast because we're going to sing prayers now.
Yeah, we do.
Let's start at verse 1 and we'll go until we crash. Or the end, whichever comes first. Okay? Here we go, ready?
Why do you stand far off, O God, my Lord? And why in times of trouble do you hide? The wicked in their hate cannot afford to spare the poor from persecution.
let them be caught as all their schemes collide. He boasts of lust which from his heart arises. He blesses greedy men and God despises.
Okay, before we carry on, let's just talk a little bit about this. There's something about when we've got all those quarter notes in there, the ones that are going by fairly quick, you notice that things are usually easier if you got stair steps to sing. Do you notice that? Da 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 da. There was no leaps in that. It was just one step at a time. Da 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 da. It does that just about all the way through. Everywhere there's quarter notes, the moves are fairly easy. And that is a real good memory device. It helps you get it. Let's try verse 2. We'll try verse 2. Here we go.
Start there. The wicked gloat and in their pride of faith will not seek after God or think of Him. Their ways are always grievous to His grace, and all His judgments seen as blurred and dim. They puff at coming dangers fell and grim, as in their hearts they say they can't be shaken, and claim they cannot be in trouble taken. Their mouths are full of cursing and deceit, and under their vain tongues is mischief wrought. Their words seek ways soon to defraud and cheat. They lurk in alleys and from hiding spots. The blood of innocence, the poor are caught. They lie in wait, their nets are laid down slowly. They set their traps, they scheme to catch the lowly.
How's it working? Are we doing okay? Sounds good. Okay, carry on. Verse 4.
They crouch beside their traps and are disgraced. They wait to catch the poor by their own hands and say within their hearts, God hides His face. He has forgotten us, our schemes will stand. For God will never see what we have planned. Arise, our Lord, and God, bring your salvation, and save the humble from humiliation.
Let's just sing that part. Okay? We're starting to get the idea of this one. Let's try once again. You can put your psalters away. Let's try this Psalm 67 once again that we worked on last week. You guys remember this one, right? Don't ask Pete then. Okay. This song, again, is taken from Psalm 67 and goes like this.
God be merciful to us, thank God. And God, your face will shine upon us, that you will make me known on the earth. Your salvation among all nations, God be merciful to us. And God, your face will shine upon us, and you may be known on the earth. Your salvation among all. Let the people say, Lord God, let all the people praise you, let the nations be glad and sing for joy.
Shall be able to pardon.
Killing anybody? Yeah? All right. Good. Okay. Please go eat some food.